Sefer Didius, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, Chavesh Shal Zaysim Megugalim. A barrel full of olives that are being pickled. Beishami Arim Eino Tzarech Lenake. Beishami says there's no need to make a hole on the bottom of the barrel to let the oil that is coming out of the olives come out of the hole. And even though food, after liquid goes on it, is mukhsar to be makabel tuma, it's ready to makabel tuma, as food cannot be makabel tuma until liquid goes on it. Now that which it's mukhsar to be makabel tuma and liquid goes on it, that's only if you want the liquid to go on it. And in this case, the oil that's coming out of the olives, you have no need for that oil. As you're not pressing the olives for the olive oil, you're actually pickling them to eat the olives. So therefore, since you don't want the oil is not makhsar the olives to be makabel tuma. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, there's no need to make a hole on the bottom of the barrel to let the oil out. Beis Hillel argues, they say you do have to make a hole on the bottom of the barrel to show that you don't want the oil, and therefore, since you are showing you don't want the oil would not be machsher, the olives would not be makabel tuma. But if you don't make a hole on the bottom of the barrel, so then we might think that you want the oil coming out of the olives, and therefore the oil will be machsher, the olives to be makabel tuma. Modem, Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai. If he did make a hole on the bottom of the barrel to let the oil out, but the hole was blocked by sediment, so now the oil is stuck in the barrel, that the olives are tahira, they are not mukshir to be makabel tuma, and since by virtue of making a hole you're showing that you don't want the oil, therefore even though the oil is not getting out of this hole, it's still not mukshir the olive to be makabel tuma. Hasak b'shemen tar v'nitma. Somebody who smears his body with shemen, which is tar, and then he becomes tameh. And by virtue of him becoming tummy, the shemen also becomes tummy. Yar at the tubble, he went down to a mikvah and was toivo. Bishami says, even though after he went to the mikvah, the oil is still dripping from your body, still the oil is tar. And even though oil does not become tar by virtue of putting the oil in the mikvah, but in this case, since you became tar by going in the mikvah, the shemen becomes batal to your guf, and the shemen is also tar. Beis Hillel says, if the amount of oil that is dripping from your body is the amount of oil to smear on a small limb, on a pinky, then the oil would be batal to your guf and would be tar. But if there is more oil than that dripping from your guf after you went to the mikvah, the oil would not be batal to your guf, and the oil would be tamei, since oil cannot become tar by virtue of going in a mikvah. Somebody smears on himself shemen tamei in the first place, meaning the shemen became tamei before you smeared it on your guf. Beishami says, if you smeared it on your guf, the amount of shemen tamei to smear on a small limb, on a pinky, then the shemen would be batal to your guf and would be tar. But if you smeared more shemen than that on your guf, since the shemen was tamei before you smeared it on your guf, the shemen would remain tamei. Beis Hillel says, if there's enough shemen that you smeared on your guf to make something that touches it damp, then the shemen would remain tamei, would not be batal to your guf. Rabbi Huda says in the name of Beis Hillel, Tefeach u'mashpiach. He said that there's enough shemen that you smeared on your guf to make something that touches it wet enough, that something that touches the thing that touched your guf would become damp, then the shemen would not be batal to your guf and would be tamei, since the shemen was tamei before you smeared it on your guf. According to Beis Shammai, an Isha would be miskadesha with a dinar, or the value of a dinar. If a person wants to be miskadesh his wife, he has to give her at least a dinar worth for the kedushin to be chal. Beis Hillel says you don't need a dinar, a pruta would suffice, or anything that is worth a pruta. How much is a pruta? Echad mishmaina. The Isser Ha'itaki, 1/8 of an Italian Isser. An Isser is 1/24 of a dinar, and a pruta is 1/8 of an Isser. You only need that amount to be Makadesh and Isha, according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, I'm in Paita, who is Ishto, the Get Yashem. Beis Shammai said you can dismiss and be Makadesh your wife with the Get Yashem, with an old get. Who Beis Hillel is from? Beis Hillel does not allow this. A Zahu Get Yashem, what is considered an old get? Kosh Hanisiachidima, Acher Shakaspula. Any time the Baal and the Isha went into seclusion together after the get was written, before it was given, that's considered a get yashan, and that get is no longer valid. You cannot be Megarish your Isha with that get any longer. The reason being is that we're afraid that a person would write a get and date it, and he would not give it to the Isha until after a while. And in the interim, he would have children with this Isha, and then he would be Megarish his Isha with this get. And after a while, people would forget exactly when the get was given, They would look at the date of the get, and it would appear that the get was given before these children were born. That would be a pagam, a disgrace to the children and to the Isha, and it would appear that the children were born out of wedlock, so therefore you cannot be Megarish your wife with a get yashan. Hamegarish is Ishto, Belana Imoba Pundagi. Somebody who divorces his wife, and after he gives her the get, they sleep together in an inn. Beishame Oimrim Eina Tricha Mimenu Get Sheni. Beishame said there is no need for a second get. We're not afraid that he was borrow her L'shem Kedushin. Ubeishilo Oimrim Tricha Mimenu Get Sheni. Beishil says a second get is required. And we're talking about where there were Edom, that they went into seclusion together in the inn. And even though the Edom did not see that they had beer together, we have a cloud, hein hein edi yichud, hein hein edi beer. If the Edom saw that they were secluded together, it's as if we had Edom that he was baal her, and we assume he was baal her l'shem kedushin, as ein adam osa bilaso bilos nus. A person generally does not do a bias nus, so we assume that the beer was l'shem kedushin, so therefore a second get is required. Amosai bismachin is garsha minhanusuan. When do we say that a second get is required? That's only if he divorced her after they already had nisuan, they were already married. Avom nisgarsha min erison. But if he divorced her after the erison, after the kedushin, before the nisuan, they were not married yet. Ena tricha mimenu get cheni mipnei she'ein libo gatba. In such a case, even if they slept together in an inn, a second get is not required, as he is not comfortable with her. They were never married. So even though there were Edom that they were miyachid together, we don't assume that they had bia, and therefore a second get is not required.